addiction recovery among first responders. You're the one running toward the wreckage when everyone else is running away. If you are a firefighter, police officer, medic, or nurse, your profession requires bravery and sacrifice. But that brave labor comes with a hidden, harsh cost, long-term stress and suffering that you can't see. For a lot of people, addiction is the quickest method to stop the nightmares and the continual feeling of being on edge. At Vanity Wellness Center, we don't simply see your addiction, we also see the shield you've had to carry. We recognize that your recovery has to be different. 1. The real enemy, trauma and not talking. First responders take dangers that civilians don't. The job adds a special fuel to the fire of addiction. Constant trauma burn. Seeing death, damage, and pain over and over again is not normal. It makes you feel like you have PTSD and are tired of caring about others. You often numb the thoughts and feelings that won't go away as a way to deal with them. The adrenaline crash, you go from 0 to 100 in a second, and then you're suddenly sitting in stillness. It is almost impossible to power down your brain after that. That's why it seems like the only way to get sleep or tranquility is through booze or sedatives. The suck-it-up culture, this is what kills people. Your unit needs strength, and being weak is seen as a sign of weakness that could get someone murdered. It feels like you're betraying someone when you admit you're having trouble with drugs or your mind. That internal shame is the main thing that keeps people from getting better. 2. The fear of what will happen. When a first responder eventually thinks about seeking help, they're not afraid of getting sober. They're afraid of what will happen next. You are afraid that asking for help will cost your license shield. The idea of losing make you soft at work. You are afraid of losing your unit's respect, becoming a burden, or being passed over. You need to know that your coworkers will still trust you when it matters most. Your path to healing is unique. First, it needs to deal with the trauma that caused the problem. If your job is making you mentally tired, the first thing you need to do is learn how to spot the indications of burnout and emotional tiredness. You can always look at our resources on how to overcome the fear of asking for help for advice and services that will help you stay healthy. 3. Healing that honors the badge. Your recuperation can't be the same for everyone. It has to be based on trauma-informed care and deal with the nightmares, shame, and always feeling on edge. We employ specialist therapies that educate your brain how to process the trauma and switch off the alarm, like therapies focused on reprocessing painful memories. It also has to be kept secret and backed by peers. Your problems are different from anyone else's, and so should the help you get. Major organizations, like the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, highlight the need for specialized support because of the unique job stressors and trauma exposure experienced by this group. You can read more about mental health in the public safety sector in their research here. We value the honesty of your service at Vanity Wellness Center. We offer private, specialized services to help you heal from your trauma, get your health back, and feel good about your life again. If you are struggling to seek help, this shouldn't be your fight alone. If the pressure of the job is making it hard to reach out, we offer confidential, specialized care built to respect your service. Contact Vanity Wellness Center today to speak confidentially with a specialist about starting your journey toward healing.